Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good
for real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Outlaw Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archive live on our radio station, gayradioshow.com, lots of uncensored stuff, links to our Facebook, links to our Twitter, all kinds of good stuff over there for you. With the free TuneIn Radio app, you can download TuneIn Radio and search WPRK. You can also watch us live on Facebook. Bobby, whether you're tired or hungover, you're a tired Bobby or a hungover Bobby is better than no Bobby at all.
Oh, thanks.
Good to see you, man. Anyway, I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 380. Cast and crew with me today are as follows. Alex the upstart. I think we're just gonna stick with Alex the young upstart. Alex the young upstart, because you're still the youngest person in the show.
What up, yeah.
Cody's back with us again. He's very beautiful. He's over there. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic and apparently beautiful.
And there's Bobby.
Oh.
How you doing, man?
Oh. We're not just on live stream, we're on irritated. FM radio.
Hold on. I couldn't hear him. What were you saying?
I'm severely irritated.
At what?
I have massive amount of road rage.
You do?
Like, and my last leg of getting here, like, I'm going down, like, a brick road, and it's 25 miles an hour, which is already irritating, because there should be nothing that slow.
Yeah.
And then there's an AC truck going 15 miles an hour. Choose ProTech, Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services. They'll get there whenever they feel like it.
I mean, but you're here, though.
Like, I am. Just give me a second.
Right. Everyone had a good Memorial Day. I worked on my tan this week, and I'm well on my way to becoming more trans-Latino. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. You look like a giant olive.
Mm.
That would make him Brazilian.
Trans-Latino?
You didn't hear that episode of the radio show?
No.
I'm trans-Latino, Bobby. Because I figure, you know what? I really feel like I want to be Hispanic. Most of my exes have been Latino. Some of my best. I want to be a part of a big Puerto Rican family. I want to dress Puerto Rican. So
what is dressing Puerto Rican?
Then why do you have an American flag on?
Well, because you know, because you did not know that Puerto Rico is
a Commonwealth of the United States.
There you go.
Are you really gonna suggest that I didn't know that?
Thank you for the coffee today, Alex. What'd you bring Bobby?
Alex.
Right?
Alex brought you coffee? That's so nice of him to buy you coffee.
Oh, who brought me coffee?
For a dollar. It was a dollar. I spent a dollar on it.
Cody brought me coffee. Anyway, so what did you do for Memorial Day?
What did I do? I got really sick and I stayed in my bed the entire time. I had awful, awful allergies. They're like kicking my butt.
Like seasonal or food or?
No, seasonal. I have the worst seasonal allergies ever. That's why I'm really nasally all the time.
Yeah.
I get boogery.
Do you cook with adobo?
I prefer adobo and Goya products, yes.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Who doesn't love Goya products?
Well, God, that's my ear.
I know, that's my voice. And I'm ear burp raping your ear, man.
Eschapalante.
I mean, at least, like, you're living your trans-Latino life. Like, I would be concerned if you had said that and, like, you know, you still ate at Taco Bell and considered yourself Latino.
No. Alex, what'd you do for Memorial Day, man?
Okay, so
you're all dressed up, all for work today with your man bun up and a tight little knot.
These days I'm off Fridays and Saturdays, not Saturdays and Sundays like a normal weekend. So therefore, Thursday night, well, you know what we did Thursday night.
That's one of the things I learned. So we did friend bro date. We did like fancy friend bro date, you know?
So then Friday, turned up, I went to Tampa. And did some...
I thought you were going to Miami this weekend.
I said this last Friday for Memorial Day weekend, I went to Tampa.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
And then Saturday, because I got so turned up in Tampa, I spent the entire day Saturday being hungover and sleeping. And then Sunday, I had to go back to work. It's our busiest weekend at work this weekend. So I worked Sunday, but I went to a pool party afterwards and...
But the important thing is that you're here now.
I had a great time on a date, and then Monday I worked and I fell asleep.
And you and Cody were talking before the show.
I did.
You guys are good.
Wait, what?
You guys are good?
Good.
Okay, because
we're the best gal pals.
I was led to believe from some things I was reading on Facebook that I was like, is there a reason to be concerned here? Do I need you two?
No, he's actually like the only person I see out sometimes at Pulse when I go to like Dorm Wednesdays.
We saw each other on Thursday night too, right?
I believe so. Whether or not I remember it is a different story. I get very, and that's why I was so concerned when you said that you were hungover, and I was like, girl, you just turned 21. What happened? Why are you already getting hangovers?
Oh, but girl, it was just one of those, like, you know when you get like,
hold on,
like the whole bottle service thing, and the cup just doesn't
bottle
end.
Service.
Yeah, I mean, let me interject there. This whole, like, girl. I'm not playing, like, girl tennis back and forth.
It's the Real Housewives of Orlando, don't you know?
No, absolutely not. I don't care. I don't care who likes each other. I don't care who doesn't like each other. All I care is that you show up and you do good radio.
And yeah. Show up on time.
Do you know the four S's of WPRK?
No.
No substances, no swearing, no stealing, and show up on time.
I don't remember the first two.
No substances, no swearing, no stealing, and show up on time.
Where is this from?
The giant poster written in like marker inside the main studio. We're in Studio B. We used to have to do the show up in Studio A, which was a real pain in my butt because I would have like four or five people and we'd be trying to get the studio ready while someone else is finishing up their show. So the only good thing that the program, the station, we had the station manager from hell here at one point. Like he tried actively to get us off the air. He had people quitting. He pulled us off the air one time because we were talking about the AIDS walk too much. I was like, dude, it's a nonprofit charity. I can talk about and promote Hope and Help as much as I. He physically came in and like took me off the air. And like I had to yell at his face, like yell at his dumb old fat face.
I had to yell at his face.
Yell at his dumb old fat face. And so, but the only good thing he did was he actually sought input from me because, you know, we are the flagship talk show of WPRK, the number one gay radio show and podcast in Florida. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter. At Gay Radio Show. And give us a call, 407-646-2915. But he actually came and he sought input when we were trying to design Studio B here. So that's how we're able to have, you know, somewhat of a more appropriate venue for a talk show. Because up there, it would be maybe this cast of crew all sharing maybe like two mics because one wouldn't be working and us not being able to see each other and, you know, having to like literally like turn.
We've been there. We've shared mics.
You see how good that quality is? You turn to the side like that. It's like
me and Cody have shared the same mic.
It's like an inner city school sharing books. We had to share a mic.
Very nice. Good job. So, Bobby, what about you? How was Memorial Day for you? Were you working? Was it a big holiday? Were you off? What's up?
I've worked 8 doubles in 2 weeks. I'm over it. Yes, I worked. Yes, it was busy. There were lots of people.
There's like an early day shift during the week at Parliament House.
The Parliament House opens at 10:30 a.m.
There's people that stay there.
You like, could be, I know there's 30? People that stay there, but like you could be a guest at the Parliament House and be totally trashed by at least noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a pool party going on like right now.
Holy moly.
Are you serious?
Probably. Yes.
And I'm missing this.
It's a hotel. And
I
like,
know
because,
it's a hotel, but still.
Well, I don't know when other hotel bars open, but there are so many people who like work in hotels around the city that like work third shift.
Okay.
Their happy hour is basically 10:30 in the morning.
Not that I know this from personal experience from a Grindr hookup one time, but if you're gay and homeless, you could like hang out at the Parliament House and like get away with a lot because all you have to do is be willing to just act or do a little couple of gay things and then you can get to like.
Why was a gay homeless person on Grindr?
Why does a gay homeless person have a phone?
That was my question too, but he was saying, yeah, I'm just hanging out at the Parliament House. Like I kind of hide my bag behind this bush and then I go to the pool party like all day long and then I flirt with men and have them buy me drinks.
We have a buffet that we put out every day at 6 o'clock and we call it the homeless buffet for a very good reason.
Oh my. But I do have a question about this homeless boy. Did he have Grindr Extra?
No, he did not.
Okay, good. He don't got money. It's okay.
You could be homeless in Orlando and like from another state and still have like a working cell phone plan and utilize free Wi-Fi, allegedly.
We don't have free Wi-Fi at Parliament House.
Whoa.
That sounds like a really Parliament House thing. No free Wi-Fi at the Parliament House.
You can get it at Dunkin' Donuts. Listen. No, not at the Parliament
and
House.
And I'm not even cute about it either. Like when I'm talking to somebody and I kind of get that vibe and I flat out go like, when they say the keywords like, well, yeah, I have to bring all my stuff if I come over, I'll be like, are you homeless? And they'll be like, yeah, what tipped you off?
This has happened more than once.
And so if this has happened more than once. So what you do is you go ahead and you prep your room beforehand. You make sure that like all your valuables are in one
drawer. You have a homeless action plan?
You offer to let them like take a shower and clean up because you don't know like where they've been sleeping or whatever. So you let them do that, but then
this
like
can't be real life. Tell me that you're making this up as you go along.
This
and then the
he's
homeless
really not. That's the
I know.
Part.
I I'm just talking about things. I'm not.
This is a young homosexual man, not a ferret.
I am not. I am not
escaped out of its cage.
Confirming or denying anything, I got him to admit that he wasn't the age that he said he was allegedly. And then, like when it's done, like basically when it's done, and you know, okay, not to be mean to homeless people, but I'm guessing they're probably not listening. A lot of times, homeless people want to tell you their story because they're trying to make, oh man, this has happened to me, and I'm gonna be disowned from my family up in Ohio. And
you see, with homeless people who talk like that.
And so what I do is I immediately shut them up and go, I don't care. Like, you just have to be very forceful and go, I don't care about your problems. You're here for one reason. I don't want to hear about it. No, it's fine. Oh, but this and then this. I just don't know what I'm gonna... Don't cry in my house.
Did you watch, like, My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding and go, I'm going to try that? Like, what? How? How did...
I didn't do or try.
Actually, it was a good idea. Wait, I want to go back to what you said about his age, because this like segues into like a real life thing that recently happened with the kid on Grindr, who got two men arrested.
Because yeah, it's not even cute. If you're under if you're under the age of 18 and you're on Grindr, be aware that you are putting other people's livelihood and their career and their reputation at risk. It doesn't matter if you consent. If someone in the state of Florida is over the age of 24 and you are 17, you cannot be hooking up with them on Grindr. Doesn't matter if you won't tell anybody. Doesn't 21. Matter if you want to consent, huh?
It's 21.
I don't want to talk about
it. No, it's not. If you're 24 or older, it has to be at least 18. Did otherwise, it's statutory. The law
since I was 17?
I don't believe, right? You could look up statutory in Florida. I believe it's still you have to be of, you know, at least 24 or under to have consensual.
And none of those people have been convicted.
I'm just saying, though, but...
Like four people who have been arrested and none of those cases went through.
I know, but even still, though.
Like, well, it's such a slippery slope.
The headline, like, the arrest. Bobby, let's get serious. We know that this can have lasting implications when people do nothing wrong.
No,
See, this is why I'm so glad that I have...
Go back to Jacksonville where you belong.
This is why I'm so glad I have daddy issues and I exclusively date people like that are twice my age and have a pension.
Here's the thing. Okay, and I'm the first one to say, the twink slayer years aside, yeah, young twinks are cute. Are they necessarily my cup of tea right now in my life? Not necessarily. But if I have to even question what your age is, I'm not going to follow through with it. And if I do follow through with it, I'm going to demand that you show me an ID card. I'm not even going to be cute about it. I'm going to be like, yo, show me your ID card. I don't have one. Okay, then you're not coming over. Oh, don't you trust me? Nope.
Homeless people have ID cards?
Well, maybe we should just arrest all the homeless and decrease the surplus population.
Do you trust poor people houses, on the jails, internet?
Workhouses for these folks?
No, but there's bath salts. That's one way to do
it. If you trusted everyone you met on the internet, you would have given all of your money into those crazy emails asking for the Emperor of Zimbabwe who's got his village taken away or something.
So listen, so then the homeless guy, after I finish, the homeless guy has the gall to be like, well, I hate to ask, but you think you could give me some money for a hotel room? And I was like, no. And I lied and made up that I lied and said that I had like imaginary children. Like, no, man, I'm supporting two of my own kids and my ex, and then my other ex, he stole a bunch of money. I can't help you out at all, man, but I will buy you a Chipotle burrito.
You knew?
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, why even lie? Just be like, no, I'm so sorry, homeless hookup. I'm going to drive you home.
At that point, I was trying to, like, he was like, oh, well, this happened to me. Oh, well, this. So I was trying, every time he tried to tell me his problems, I tried to, like, one up his problems and be like, oh, well, I got gout in my leg. Oh, my grandfather, he went crazy. Gout?
What is this, a day no pigs would die? Grindr edition? What?
So I was like, oh no, my wife's keeping my son from me unless I pay him. You know, he's actually making intelligent references.
Yeah, that one actually is beyond me.
Okay, actually, the alarm went off. It's 4:20. Before we do the three things I learned this week, don't forget to take your Truvada. Bobby, I want to talk to you a little bit about what we mentioned at the bar the other night and on our phone call.
Yes, the one time I answered the phone.
Find out about Truvada. Find out about PrEP, post-exposure prophylaxis. You can talk to your doctor about it. It's a great way to protect yourself and protect others. It stops the spread of HIV, and that's a great thing that I want to see eliminated in our lifetime. So I got thinking, Bobby, every week at 4:20, I grew up with talk radio, listening to old school talk radio. When I lived over in Europe, my mom would drive us all over when my dad was in the first Gulf War. We would listen to cassette tapes of old talk radio where, you know, they did Theater of the Mind. And it was the old tapes of The Shadow. You know, The Shadow, Lamar Cranston. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. Dun, 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 dun. Like, you know, brought to you by Blue Coal, America's finest burning anthracite. You know what I'm talking about? And so
yeah, I read
found,
more of the world.
And so I got thinking, I think that we have a cast and a crew now that it would be fun to do something like that. And I immediately thought, you know, I believe in you. You are a talented writer. I find your humor funny. And I kind of wanted, would you be up for helping us write a script? Now, it has to be written and scripted, like a 5-part little 7 to 10 minute episode every week of like the continuing adventures of... And I mean, I didn't know...
The Twink Slayer, ladies and gentlemen, coming to a bathhouse near you. Hi, John.
Complete with sound effects.
Yep, that's going to be a thing.
Okay, so, but are you... Because here's the thing. We know we have the general cast of characters. I would not mind. I'd like it if you'd be the main protagonist in it, actually, because you'd be writing for yourself.
You want me to be a star?
I can do voices. I can do impersonation. You know,
no,
I
just the writer. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, is this something you want to do all on your own, or you could we all get together and like have a brainstorming creative lunch, or do you just kind of want to come up with it and show up and hand each person their script and be like, here,
be the Tina Fey of your life,
read when it's your turn.
I'm more than willing to hear other people's ideas, whether I use them or not is up to my own discretion.
Well, I mean,
there are plenty of people with ideas, just not all of them are good.
Well, I just think so. What would be, you know,
as evidenced by any drag pageant.
No. Got him.
So what would like a loser?
Yikes.
So what would like?
We're feeling edgy today, guys.
You should not have brought me a coffee.
I said
I'm just
something
saying.
Mean.
It's got soy though.
So what would your loose idea be? If I'm really saying I'm leaving it up to you, you know the confines in which we have to talk. Would it be more an entertaining thing, more of like a soap opera, more of like an old school like murder mystery type of deal? Like what would you envision? If we were going to bring back old school style radio for like the first ever on air, like gay radio theater drama circa like 1920s.
Dibs on sci-fi space princess.
1920s, yeah.
Let
Cody.
Him talk.
What? I've always wanted to write a soap opera, and I like Law & Order SVU, so it'll be a combination of a soap opera and a murder mystery.
Okay.
Or will it? Will you even know? Or will it be like H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds and you have no idea what's going on? The aliens are coming!
It's going to be more of a... we'll be doing our normal show the way that we do our normal show, and then just every week at 4:20, brought to you by Truvada, we'll give you the next installment, and it'll be like a little 4 or 5-part miniseries, and then we can edit it all together at the end and give you like the one big chunk. And, you know, I know that we can't rely on everyone being here, so the funny thing to me will be is that, you know, this week playing the part of Lady Barry Matthews is somebody else, or vice versa. And as the director and the writer... you'll be able to critique as we do it. So if you think that Alex isn't doing his part well enough, you can, you know, tell him to get more sassy. You don't seem excited about this, and that concerns me.
I was just wondering if I was going to have an opportunity to go refill my water.
Hold on. See, this is what, if you're not into it, I don't want to force you to be into it.
I am into it.
Okay, my love language is words of affirmation. Like, I need to know that you want to be a part of it and that you want to do it. Like, I'm really excited about it.
Justice.
Yes.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to experience this with you and your cast of crazy characters, of which I partake in.
Thank you.
Week after week.
Good.
So I think it's a good idea. We'll have burritos. We'll discuss it. It'll be so much fun.
All right. All I would need from you on a weekly basis would be the printed out script that we could give to the people.
People want the script.
Well, you need to know what your part is and like what role you're playing, you know, other than just total bottom. But then when it... And then also, then what sound...
Hey, Cody's here, too.
What sound effects I need, too. Like, what kind of... What sound of... Because we need to make it, like, a legitimate theater of the mind radio, you know? Like,
I've got this.
Like, hey, look, here comes that twink on his horse.
Still just impressive over the phone and on the radio that you know when and how to make
that sound.
His horse
that he calls daddy.
Like...
We're like, wait a minute, Miss Cranston's calling me on the radio.
Hello there, this is Miss Cranston.
Like, you know, just you have to...
Wow.
I'm impressed.
I'm really, like, impressed. Like, this is actually something that you...
God, this is like a Smash Mouth
been
video.
Waiting for... This is like your Make-A-Wish.
It's like I really... You think about it. I don't get to host a show and just do wacky voices and little sound effects. What I'm saying is, I want... Bobby, I just want it to happen. I'm ready.
You can make it all
little cancer boy, I will make your wish come true.
You know what is crap is when you get cancer at, like, age 29, you don't get a wish. You don't. I did not get a Make-A-Wish. And I'm kind
of
bitter about
it. You also had, like, the least threatening form of cancer.
I did. No. It is. That's why I had survivor guilt.
Oh, the video pause. Homie over here is acting like he had, like, leukemia. God bless all the children with leukemia. But, I mean...
I mean, you can get a Make-A-Wish at any age. Addison and I...
But he didn't have life-threatening cancer. I think that's one of the...
Neither have I, but that doesn't stop Addison and I from telling people that we have 2 weeks to live, so pull it out because we want to see it. Why should I? It's my Make-A-Wish.
Good Lord. How is she doing? I saw Addison this week. What is up with you squealing and wailing today?
It's like the sci-fi princess voice.
Right.
Can we go back to... What is the day the pigs don't die?
A day no pigs would die. It's a novel. It's a classic.
An AIDS pig? No.
Have you ever heard about the AIDS pig?
Who's it by?
I don't need to know about the AIDS pig. I don't know who it's by.
By Treasure Island Media?
No, it was a fundraiser that we did for the Orlando AIDS Walk.
Oh, God. No. I'm going to refill my water.
All right, let's do the three things Justice learned this week.
Three things that Justice learned this week.
That's right, the three things that Justice learned this week. Bobby went to go get his water. So, I had a great Memorial Day. I got to go out and, don't forget the real reason behind Memorial Day, to celebrate and honor the fallen who have fought for our rights and our freedoms. Had a great time heading over to the beach, went to a big gay pool party, and no one's listening to me as they're all just playing on their phones.
We disconnected.
It disconnected, so I had to restart the live feed, which is unfortunate because it was a good number of, I can't be helped. Other things I did this week, and the second thing, I went to MegaCon this week, and I got to go to MegaCon, Nerdapalooza, and let my inner geek flag fly, and I had the time of my life. I went with Jamie. Jamie's a friend of the radio show who lives over in Tampa. Did you ever meet Jamie before?
I don't know, maybe.
He's the personification of everything good, when you do whatever. So he's that kind of guy. So he's a really good guy. And so we went to go to do MegaCon. Would you ever go? Have you ever been to like a MegaCon drag convention or a nerd convention?
I wanted to go to MegaCon so bad every year since I was
my ear.
16.
That's my throat. Ugh. Would you ever dress up? Would you cosplay?
Oh God, yes. I would dress up in a. I have so many cosplay ideas. I don't even know where I would begin.
He was Tinkerbell at Pulse the other night.
I was Tinkerbell the other night at Pulse for Disney night,
and you were the only one.
I was the only guy that wasn't a drag queen that was dressed up, and I walked in a tutu and a crop top and some blinky wings, and I walked in there and I was very worried up until I got about halfway through a cocktail, and I was fine. Oh, I was fine.
Doesn't that make you want to go, what the heck?
And then every straight girl in the club came up to me, in succession, I love you, let's take pictures.
Yeah. When it comes to the cosplay thing and dressing up at clubs, I find that no one usually buys into the theme unless there's money involved for a costume contest, or it's, a big holiday, or it's on the weekend. If you had been to the Parliament House, to me, the greatest place to go at Halloween is the world-famous Parliament House, because it's the costumes and everywhere you go. It's a sight to be seen. So we went to MegaCon, and I invented, we started playing People Bingo, because it's fun to people watch, but People Bingo. So on the way over there, and our Uber driver, get this, should you or should you not cancel your Uber driver if your Uber driver comes in and all of the door handles in the door have been sawed off? On each of the doors.
A shotgun?
No, like
what?
Literally the door handle's been sawed off.
Oh my.
Of the Uber. But he got us there really quickly, so I still gave him 5 stars.
I mean, that sounds a little sketch.
A little? Girl, that sounds like a mafia waiting to happen.
See, Bobby said
like
girl too.
Like murder death.
We're all gonna be calling each other girl.
So let me tell you this. If you're ever at an event if you're ever at an event like MegaCon, or you're at a club, or you're just even at City, or anywhere, you're waiting in a line at a ride at Disney, come up with People Bingo. So Jamie and I, my buddy that went with me to MegaCon, we came up with a draft pick via paper, rock, scissors, and then we each picked the costumed characters that we thought we would see the most. So my draft pick was...
You literally can't just have a conversation.
My costume characters that I picked were the Joker, Harley Quinn, a Jedi Knight, Psylocke from the X-Men, and then I picked a wild card. My wild card was horrible, though. If I had seen my wild card, I would have gotten 5 points. My wild card was Colonel Sanders. I didn't see anyone dressed as Colonel Sanders.
How is that a wild card for you? Have you ever seen that before?
You're supposed to pick... I saw one last year. I should have picked Where's Waldo, because I saw three of them. But, and then Jamie picked Elsa from Frozen, a sailor scout... who else did he pick?
Any sailor scout? There are so many. That's not fair.
Well, the same thing. I got every.
There's only eight now.
It evened out because I got every Jedi Knight. So whether you were,
So it kind of worked out. Whether you were Samuel L. Jackson from those one couple of movies,
and then the ringer that he got. So I was in the lead for a lot of the day, and then his first round pick was Deadpool. And it blew it out of the way. So it makes walking around fun. So, oh, Jedi Knight. Oh, Deadpool. Oh, fat Jedi Knight. Sailor Scout. And I had the 1-2 punch because every time I saw a Joker, they usually were with a Harlequin. So that worked out. You get bonus points if it's a kid under the age of 10 dressed in your costume. And so we played people bingo for the day. And I was in the lead until the frickin' parade of Deadpools 40 deep doing a Congo line.
The free square was unoriginal ideas.
The what?
The free square was an unoriginal idea.
Yeah.
So no, Deadpool was a free space.
The Deadpool people, that's a costume. They love it. There was a lot of Deadpool.
You can customize
the Deadpool. And it got me just thinking, you know what? You could do this anywhere you go. It's people bingo.
Yeah, no, when I go to Disney, I play Spot the Bottom. I always
win. Oh my gosh, I always win that game too.
At Disney, right? It's the best place for it.
I mean, it's like...
Swing the hips.
I mean, that's also a free square too, so...
I'm a big fan of gay or European.
Oh, no, I actually love that game.
What?
I love that game. It's so... I feel very connected culturally.
When they're both excited, they talk at the same time. It's really great.
We're always excited about the same things, sisters.
Yeah. you know it, girl. Did you pull a news story?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, you know, since you weren't here last week, I had to have Cody do the news. So it's like, I like a little bit of healthy competition. I figure if you guys are both here, I'm going to have you each do a news story. And
Which twin can do the news better? We'll find out.
And you know what? I'm going to pick who I thought did the news better that week, and you'll win. So you're trying to impress me here with your story, the selection of it, how you do the news.
You picked my stories this week.
So when's our fight to the death?
I'm ready. No, don't. He'll do it because he had a competition of who was the gayest person in Orlando. I won.
Oh, that's right. Bobby competed in the masculine matchup against a black man named Oral that works at the comic shop
Oral?
I go to.
Yes. Oral's fantastic.
Do you ever watch that show Moral Oral?
I love
it. Anyways.
No, I'm sorry.
We had them compete in, what was it like? It was sports trivia. It was who could nail 3 nails into a board faster. And then I gave them excerpts from a real manly masculine speech, and we could see who could do it the best. And it was from like Patton. It was from the movie Patton, where, you know, General Patton. And so it was he and Bobby, you know, him, Bobby and Oral going back and forth and back and forth. All right, well, let's start with Alex's news here. Let's do some news.
Oh, okay. Wow, we're doing this early today. And I get my own music, so take that.
Well, we're going to talk about, gay days, and we're going to talk about other stuff going on.
And Cody's going to give his news story without any music.
No, he has music.
I have music.
What music is that?
I don't know.
It better not be this song.
You're going to find out.
Oh, God, if it's this
it's
song.
It's not this song.
Okay, so Donald Trump, who plans to build a giant wall on the border of Mexico, claimed that trans-friendly bathrooms would cost billions of dollars because everybody knows a third bathroom, unnecessary. He claimed last week that states like North Carolina should be free to keep their anti-trans laws, adding the party generally believes that whatever you're born, that's the bathroom you should use. I say, let the states decide, because everybody knows that states' rights always win. It would be unbelievably expensive nationwide. It would be hundreds of billions of dollars. I think our country really wants to spend money on other things.
Like a wall.
Or Megyn Kelly's tampons. Let's build more buildings, and let's create more jobs. Protect everybody. While states should protect everybody, it would be too expensive to make trans-friendly bathrooms. It's way out of the budget, because like a giant Mexican wall.
Of course, Trump only supports economically viable policies like building a giant wall on the Mexico. Oh, I just said that.
It's real quick. Let me segue. It's interesting just that this is going to be in 20 years the story that we look back at in our times. You know, right now Texas and 10 other states, they're actually suing the Obama administration over the over his directive that U.S. public schools let transgender students use the bathroom and locker rooms that match their gender identity. You know, and if I don't know if this is what we were talking about last week, people clinging on to some kind of like moral conscience, so they're fighting anything that goes against that, or if it's just because people aren't truly educated and understand that transgender bathrooms doesn't mean that any guy can put on a dress and go in there. But the lawsuit was announced.
Literally, that's what people think.
And, well, the lawsuit announced that Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, West Virginia, Tennessee, Maine, which I found weird, Arizona, Louisiana, Utah, and Georgia are challenging, asking a judge to declare the Obama's directive unlawful that follows the federal directive that they let transgender students use whatever bathroom they want. As we talked about before, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynn said that said there's no room in our schools for any discrimination. The Lieutenant Governor of Georgia has said previously that his state is willing to forfeit $10 billion in federal education dollars rather than comply. So you're willing to decrease the quality of education you provide the people in your state just because you don't understand or don't agree with this directive. And this is very quickly becoming the civil rights issue of our day. And, you know, I guess what I want to say is let's not ever be complacent, because even though we have marriage equality for everyone in this land, let's not forget about our transgender brothers and sisters and how, you know, this is, I think, the next stage of fight when it comes to, I said it before many times, we're one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. And so, you know, just because I can go do what I want to who I want and get married to who I want, let's not forget about other people who are still trying to reach the same level of equality. What was that?
My music stopped. That's what happened.
Well, that's because I'm not doing your news. I'll put it back on when you're new.
It's like, you know, like when it like when everything like goes dark around him and the spotlight just focuses in on him and he's like.
It's like Linus
making a PSA. The more
Charlie,
you know,
Charlie Brown. Lights, please.
All right, so my
and
music.
There were in the same shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord shone upon them. You've never seen. You've never seen the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
No, I
where little Linus is on the stage and he goes, "Lights, please."
No, I watch the claymation stuff.
How did you not? Seen Charlie Brown Christmas? It's like the best Christmas cartoon of all time.
Have you seen the Heat Miser and Snow Miser?
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Okay,
I'm Mr.
Fire. I lost my point. I've never seen Charlie Brown Christmas.
You've never seen Have you seen Charlie Brown Christmas?
I've seen Charlie Brown Christmas. Even when I was like a kid, I don't remember it.
How have you not seen Charlie Brown Christmas?
I'm not a huge Charlie Brown fan. I'm kind of irritated with the way they move and a lot of
Listen. I'm going to get a copy of it. And I'm going to invite everyone over. I'm going to cook dinner for everyone. We're all going to have a drink. We're going to watch Charlie Brown Christmas. We're going to have Christmas in July party.
Alcohol kills bacteria.
Lucy was awful. That's how I never watched Charlie Brown Christmas. She's legitimately one of the worst characters in literature. She's just so mean.
In like animated history. Okay, did you have another news story? Do we want to flop it over to...
I have another news story.
Okay, we're doing the flip-flop news with the twins.
Oh, we're flip-flopping?
Flip-flopping.
Cody, we're flip-flopping.
Come on, Daddy.
The reason I laughed earlier is because, you know, the ending to that huge thing about civil rights was just, and these people just want to use the bathroom in peace. Like, it's the most retarded thing in the entire world.
And a politically correct terminology, not
right,
speaking
sorry,
to anyone.
Oops.
Oh, girl.
All right. So, okay, now let's go with Alex's news story. Or, dang it, y'all can't sit by each other. Let's go with that twink's news story.
You don't even look
Cody,
the same.
I have a name. My name is Cody. So I figured I am done talking about such miserable things.
Yeah, I told you the music was different. And it's not miserable things. I don't want you to think that
I had a really like miserable topic.
It's not miserable topics, and it's okay to be emotional. My thing is always gonna be I always want to try and understand and fix a problem and offer solutions to a problem, not just come on air and bitch about it. And I felt that I was doing that, so I was trying to redirect it in a way that I found more productive. Because anyone can go on air anywhere and have a podcast and share their opinion, but it takes someone that's educated and intelligent and willing to work to solve the problem to have a conversation that shows empathy and understanding. Anyway, go on.
Is this born this way? The song?
Can you do your news?
Oh, okay. So
I knew it was some gay song.
Israeli, Arab, Catholic.
Atta girl.
So anyway, in Israel, the Arab Catholic Party crowned the first ever Miss Trans Israel. So apparently this entire time, for months, there has been a Miss Trans Israel pageant going on that we have not known about, or at least I have not known about.
Right.
And the 21-year-old...
I want to start a gay dating app called Hebrew.
Okay. All right.
Oh, just like JewTube.
That's an idea.
JewTube.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where Jewish people can post some videos about their lives.
All right. That's aggressive. Anyway, so 21-year-old Ta Allen. So anyway, 21-year-old Ta Allen Abu Hanna. So I apologize if I didn't say that.
He didn't talk over your news.
I apologize if I didn't say that right. But she took home the crown of Miss Trans Israel on Friday. And she wore this beautiful white bridal dress. And she beat out 11 other contestants. And she was judged on swimwear, formal wear, and the question and answer segment. And she was awarded $15,000 towards cosmetic surgery treatments from a hospital in Thailand, as well as airfare and hotel stay. And they report that hundreds of trans women contacted the organizers of the event, and it is a movement going on right now. And so it's a really big thing that's happening overseas, and it's really funny to see how countries are kind of aligning with LGBT views and stuff, and it's very global, it's very inspiring.
Not all countries, though, are directly on board. I saw an interesting...
Not all, but...
Yeah, I saw an interesting story this week where, I guess Apple did an ad where they were showing all the things you can do with your iPhone, whether it's, like, taking a selfie or taking a family video, and one of the images in that compilation of videos was a same-sex lesbian couple with their kids, and so how they were showing that that was inclusive, but then they showed the exact same ad that was being run in other countries, like, Germany or like Turkey or in Japan, and that couple had mysteriously, you know, been edited out. And so Apple was under a little bit of fire saying, well, wait a minute, if you really truly believe that as a company, why are you modifying your advertisement to take away this whole inclusive thing that you're trying to say, hey, look how great and inclusive we are. Oh, but not in these countries where there could be more homophobic and it could cost us money. You know, so just food for thought.
People just don't want a gay turtle in Turkey.
I love that video, by the way. That's great. All right. So now with the transgender pageant, the prize is the surgery, gender reassignment surgery.
Pretty much. I get. Well, if that's from what I gathered, I don't see that any. I see there might probably be some sort of monetary value involved, but that's not from the article that I read. I'd have to actually do some more research on it. I just read about this today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited to hear about stuff like this. I love hearing about this.
In the same vein as NerdCon, Nerdapalooza, MegaCon, Alex has another news story, I think.
Plumbuses. Everybody owns one, but does everyone know how it's made? Does anybody get that reference?
No. Huh? No.
You've never seen... Never went... Anyways. So a new campaign...
I'm getting... My phone's blowing up because Bobby hasn't seen Charlie Brown Christmas. Like, this... that's a piece of culture, Bobby.
That's
culture?
What people are upset about. Seriously? I realize that's a piece of culture. It's been mentioned in almost every TV show that I love, and I don't get any of their jokes. And I still have not sat down and watched it.
It's a metaphor of all the different ways that people can perceive Christmas, whether it's because of joy, because of commercialism, because of religion, and so it shows how Charlie Brown's trying to find out what Christmas, you know, means to him. And each one of the major characters kind of brings a different way of, hey, this is how you should think about Charlie Brown or about Christmas, Charlie Brown. And finally Charlie Brown realizes, you know what, I don't want to spoil it for you. We'll watch it.
That probably would have helped me as a kid because I hated Christmas because my parents were divorced and it was never a happy time. I've literally only enjoyed Christmas the past 2 years. That's my first enjoyable Christmas.
How things been going in your personal life, Bobby? You good?
Shut up.
That was the best is when my parents got split up because Christmas is I got twice the presents.
Oh, no.
Got to look at the benefits.
Like my
green grass.
I had a friend that was trans-Jewish.
My families didn't talk to
trans-Jewish.
I had a friend that was trans-Jewish because he was trying to get his Christmas presents and get 8 presents more because he claimed he thought he was Jewish.
Wow. These trans-ethnicities is really shocking.
He could go into any bathroom he wanted to, though.
Oh.
Are you Alex?
Isn't he a lucky girl?
So
he gets so mad when we talk over his news segment music.
So in light of DJ's nighttime dreams, a new campaign to make Captain America gay has picked up steam since the hashtag give Captain America a boyfriend caught like wildfire across the Twitterverse. Modeled after another queer Hollywood appeal to give Elsa a girlfriend, hashtag give Elsa a girlfriend. In Disney's Frozen sequel, fans made some compelling arguments for the message an LGBTQ superhero could send. We're thinking it might better come up it might be better to come up with an original queer here rather than mess with a story that's been around for so long. But what do we know? Earlier this month, Captain America Civil War directors Joe and Anthony Russo, like Lana and Lily Wachowski, even said they're down for a super queero, telling Collider.
It's queer and it's hero, it's queero.
Oh, straight people, they make the funniest puns. It's incumbent upon us as storytellers who are making mass appeals movies to diversify as much as possible. So it's long been joked that Captain and Bucky, the Winter Soldier, and
you can't just demand that Captain America be gay.
Sorry.
Make Captain America gay story again.
This story is exhausting.
If Trump is elected, we'll make America gay again.
This is like having sex with straight people. It's not fun if you have to force it. Like, it really isn't.
I don't want to see what happens in Captain America's bedroom.
I just don't under...
I prefer when things are organic. Like,
exactly.
I mean, if you want to stay true to the character, Captain America is probably the most homophobic character in the Marvel Universe.
From the 40s.
Because he came from the 1940s when people knew their place and gay guys stayed in the closet.
He didn't
deal with those Nancy fairies lighting the loafers.
But then again, you saw how close he is to Bucky. Like, him and Bucky are like this. Who, when you're out...
Alex, just because they do it doesn't make them gay. It just makes them bros.
Not gay unless balls touch.
It's not gay unless you make eye contact. We're just being bros. Just dudes being bros. Bros being dudes. That line worked three times last month. Three times last month that line worked. Thank you, UCF. Thank you, UCF Finals Week.
Thank you. And
what happens in the trenches stays in the trenches.
I'm so exhausted with hearing about
me too.
People wanting to make
gay
fictional character. No, any fictional character, because this is what happens like with children's cartoons. Children's cartoons, this happens where there's like a fandom, like there's a base, and they just want to make every single character gay. And obviously, I love seeing queer anything out in. Various fictional literature and television shows and movies. That's why Sense8 is one of my favorite TV shows.
It is my favorite TV
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Sense8 is a wonderful, wonderful TV show because it shows a diverse, broad spectrum of sexualities and
that was
going to
be my news story this
but
week.
But I can't get behind these bandwagons of...
It's just that, though.
Happened in a kid's show and it happened organically.
It's just
the Legend of Korra.
The thing it is, it's just a bandwagon. It's the fans wanting to have their personal life reflected in the things they love. But when there is integrity when it comes to the writing, they don't just change it willy-nilly. You know, if we did that every time, Superman would be a very different character than he was when he was written back, you know, many, many, many years ago. So it's cool that we have the opportunity for fan fiction, the opportunity to express how you want it to be, and you can always create divergent realities, you know, alternate universes where the X-Men Iceman is gay because he's from the past and the timeline, and over here Superman's a black man because he comes from a universe where everyone's black, and I don't know. So it's there.
Is that a thing?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it was part of the multiverse theory of DC Universe Crisis Against Infinite Universes, where everyone's melanin, like the genes were switched, so all the black heroes were white and all the white heroes were black, so it was showing like a world predominantly dominated by like black superheroes.
So on that note, Bucky, Captain America, who's the top, who's the bottom?
Oh my.
Captain America's a good little soldier. He takes orders pretty well, man. I've thought about this. Like he wants to say yes, sir. He needs to say yes,
what
sir.
What is so wrong with being
when you say the special words though? Like the Winter Soldier's definitely a dom top.
No, I definitely think that they're both super versed. I think that they could come to like
flip-flop?
A mutual. Yeah, I
like
think
our
they
news
flip-flop.
Stories?
I think that they are very yes.
Nope, sorry. That was supposed to play that was supposed to play at the end of the news. The news is the end of the news is signaled by the laugh of Latrice Royale from season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Anyway, so good job. Who do you think did better news, Bobby?
I didn't pay attention to either one. So I think they're pretty equal.
It's a great radio show. I wish you were here. You know what? If we're just
I set that line up from the beginning.
I laugh at my own jokes.
Wait, which one of you did that? I wasn't paying attention.
Me.
Oh.
Thanks.
Then you laughed at your own joke after mocking me for laughing at my own joke? Just...
Life imitates art.
You're okay, Alex.
Just setting that... What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing.
Oh, gosh.
No, honestly, all episode long, I've been taking candid pictures of people.
Okay, that's good. If there are any good ones of me, let me know.
Actually, I took a really good one of you. Wait till you see it.
Thanks. I'm not trying to do a radio show or anything. So, Gay Days is coming up.
You're not? Because you're looking into that camera on Facebook Live, like...
He does that little duck face pose, like, I'm looking at myself in the camera.
Well, no, I
love all my fans.
I'll do it sometimes, but I'll stay in the pose long enough and, like, I'll flex my arms a little bit. That way, when I go back later and watch the video...
I know, and then you can watch it frame by frame and pick out the picture that you like the best. Right. So that you can use it. I've already heard the story.
I can screenshot the picture of me looking good, and then I get a good picture of me doing the radio.
Go on with your bad self, girl.
Granted, you did like find some funny ones of me, so
I love finding pictures of you. Right, so Gay Days is this week, high holy days.
Weirdly sexual.
Whole days is around the corner.
Now, I'm trying to go through and look at the diverse array of experiences we have. I've been going to Gay Days since 2008, 2009. Like the radio show started like 3 or 4 weeks before Gay Days 2009. Bobby's lived in Orlando his whole life. Have you partaken in the Gay Days activities, or have you always usually been working at a club? And then Alex was a part of Gay Days with me last year, but he wasn't 21 yet. And then Cody, have you ever done Gay Days? So you're Gay Days virgin.
The only reason why I haven't done Gay Days before is because I go to New York City Pride every year, and I have worked full-time since I was, like, 16. So I have never been able to take 2 vacations during the summer. So I am so excited to be here for Gay Days this year. However, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do. And I have not planned out anything.
It's quite a spectacle, let me just tell you.
You're going to get eaten alive.
Yeah, right? You are a guppy in a shark tank.
I'm a vicious piranha. I'm awful. People hate me.
And you know what? For the first time, I'm going to see what happens. I'm not overly excited this year because... You know, it's always been fun for me because my gay adopted dad, Steve, from Key West, always has a suite. We always get wristbands. We always kind of have some extra perks, so it makes it worth going. This is the first year in, like, 8 years I have to go to Gay Days and pay for stuff.
Wristbands.
And all of a sudden, it's like, you have to buy... You can go to the host hotel, but you can't you can't go into the pool party unless you buy the wristband. And there's like 3 wristbands a day, so you have to buy you have to pay like $20 or $30 for like your morning wristband, and then if you want to stay for the you have to get your afternoon wristband, and then your evening wristband, and then so it's all back and so for the pool parties. So it's fun. I'm gonna go. I think I'm more excited to see some friends that are here from out of town. I think I might keep it local and go over to the Parliament House.
Friends. In air quotations.
No, actually, right? 2 sets of boyfriends and relationships that are friends of mine that I'm looking forward to seeing that I have not had sexual relations with.
Yet.
That word. Hoes in different area codes. The Gay Days edition.
Only on WPRK.
Well, I mean, that is sort of like what Gay Days is. You get to be with all the hoes in different area codes.
That's
like,
true.
All I know is...
Like it's a cesspool.
All I know is if you can get someone in a committed relationship to admit that they think that I'm husband material, I must be doing something right.
No, you planned out a conversation that had nothing to do with what you were doing.
Rufinella is something,
husband
right?
material doesn't send videos of his penis while at dinner with someone's mother.
You're never gonna let that die, are you?
No, it just seemed really appropriate for that moment.
Well, let's have another dinner with your mom, and I'll just leave my phone in the car.
I don't think she'll agree to that.
I don't think so either. So, Bobby, I have a question. Do you ever feel like you miss out on Gay Days because you're working the event? Like, what's the craziest experience? Because this is literally like you're going to be dealing with the craziest crowd of people. Is this the craziest time of year at the world famous Parliament House?
It's bartender Christmas.
Yeah,
like we all work 12 hours a day, but live for it.
Make mad money too.
I don't feel like I missed out just because like I've been going. My first Gay Days was when I was 18, so it's been like 11 years I've been going, and there was a period of time where every Gay Days I found a different couple from Tennessee, and had a threesome with them.
Is that where the Dr. Pepper sheets being thrown out the window happened at Gay Days?
No, that was. Oh,
those are good Dr. Pepper sheets. Who lost them?
No, Dr. Pepper is Dr. Pepper is DP. Just leave it at that.
No. Maybe that was Gay Days, but that was after.
And you had Taco Bell.
But they weren't from.
And the only way to get rid of the sheet was to throw it out the window.
I didn't throw those sheets. I don't know where you got the sheets from.
Looked like a brown ghost floating down from the window.
That's.
Oh my Lanta.
Needless to say, I'm very popular in Tennessee. Wait, no, not that.
Does
that
you have
couple,
all your teeth?
No, it's that a, couple wasn't from Tennessee.
It's the volunteer state, so I mean, you're volunteering for something.
You know, I'm the cornhole champion of Tennessee.
Shut up.
In more ways than one.
Oh. God.
Well, I'm a little bummed that Alex isn't going to be here because Alex was my rider. Like, I don't have fun at gay days by myself. I always have to have my partner in crime. Like, three years ago, it was Justin Wilde. 2 years ago, it was Brandon. Last year, it was Alex.
No one trusts a lone gay.
Yeah,
it's like a lone wolf.
And honestly, I did have a lot of fun. We had a really great time.
That face. What is that?
What face?
You. I just said that, and then you started like preening yourself and like making this very smug facial expression. What was that about?
I'm looking at my nails.
Yeah. No, but it was like this. That's not true. I'll do that all the time.
No, I feel the same way. I get bored. If I'm by myself, I get bored. But if I have someone there that's like a friend, it's kind of like, you know, it just makes it a more enjoyable experience. Because if I don't have anyone to share my clever observations and witticisms with, then I like having an audience or a friend or someone that I can share an experience
with. Not only that,
but
like, granted, he had his escapades and I had mine with my gay days boyfriend.
Alex fell in love last year.
Yeah, that was fun.
Here was the lesson I taught Alex. Alex fell in love with this guy and he was like, oh my God, we did this and we did that. And he cared about me and he asked my middle name and I found out what his dreams were. And then he was all bent out of shape because like a day later, the dude's going back to like Sheboygan, Wisconsin or wherever the hell he's from.
Tallahassee.
So he was all... He was all bitter.
Same difference.
Tallanasty.
He was all bitter. I thought he was from, like, a different state.
No, he was from Tallahassee. He's from Georgia originally.
The story's changing, so that's suspicious.
They do change because I didn't have to throw out my sheets.
I missed my little redhead.
I knew when to stop.
And so the lesson I imparted upon young Alex was that, hey, you know, it's better to have had an experience where you had a connection with somebody and then let it go and hold on to the memory of that instead of being bummed out. I made this analogy. I said, Alex, if you got to try a delicious bottle of wine, this very delicious, rare, beautiful wine, when you finish the bottle, are you going to be all like, I'm mad, I want more of this wine? Or are you going to say, you know what, at least I got to try that wine. At least I got to experience how delicious that wine was, and maybe I'll get to try it again one day.
You know I hate admitting you're right, and that's actually a really decent life lesson.
I know it is.
You're awful.
I hate that analogy because people aren't food or wine or anything like that, and sometimes it sucks. You just would prefer if they just stayed around.
I hope you get reamed out by Rocco Steele or something at Gay Days.
I already got a message on Grindr, actually, by Rocco Steele.
What?
I'm waiting for my message from Antonio Biaggi.
Ever thought about doing porn? And I was like, I make the ugliest faces and I laugh a lot, so no.
I laugh a lot.
I laugh a lot.
Bobby, I was thinking about Gay Days. I was thinking about something with you. It's been a while since you've been in a relationship, yeah?
11 years.
Do you think that working in the club scene has made it difficult for that to happen? Because like your perspective on everything gay is completely it's different than everybody else's, because like you could have a guy hitting on you all night, you could fall in love with a guy, but by the time you're done with work, either he's gone, he's wasted, he's with somebody. I mean, do you think you could sustain a relationship working in the club scene?
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that do it. It's just I have, for many reasons that we're not going to talk about, decided that's not good. But now that my therapist is trying to rid me of my intimacy issues, I'm actually opening up.
You have intimacy issues?
Shut up. We're not going to talk about it because that's intimate. Yes,
I have control issues.
That's not shocking at all.
We are... Is that one of our three things?
No, that's not a thing that you can learn. That's just really...
Good save.
That's just really obvious.
Well, you know, like I said, but think about my, you know, not going to say thank God I got cancer, but you know, you have to look at yourself and you know what? I had absolutely no control over this situation. So maybe let's start examining what other things in my life I can let go of that you can't control. Because you can't always control what everything that happens. You can't control what other people think. You can't control the outcome of every situation. If you do, you'll try and drive yourself crazy, or you'll move yourself to such levels of control and manipulation to get the outcome you want, but it won't be natural. There's always cracks in it. There's always cracks in that type of control.
I have pretty terrible control issues, actually. I guess the only difference is, though, I'm extremely patient.
I'm a dom top.
No, I am scary patient.
I'm a dom top.
Like, I'll want something, but I'll wait for it. And I'm,
you know,
like a gargoyle.
Listen,
just have a hard time letting people in.
Patience is bitter, but the fruit is oh so sweet.
Okay, but I already said I have patience, so
that who's patience? Who is she?
So, well, you know what? Let's if you're in town, Alex, let's do Sunday Parliament House. Sunday, go see Bobby, because Parliament House is gonna be packed. I think I'm gonna be at the Doubletree on Saturday as our outro music starts to play, doing the outro. You know, walking around, seeing what's going on, seeing some people. If you're around Doubletree and have people come and go and doing, let's meet up and have an adventure with it, man.
Yeah, cool, Cody.
Do we have a brief moment to talk about things that are going on this week?
As our outro music is playing, before we hand things over to DJ Leah, like what?
Like, for example, next Monday we're taking a break from Orlando's Drag Race, but on the 13th we'll be back at Southern Nights.
Oh, did she confirm that or not?
The 13th is, I believe, the comedy challenge. I think it's the roast, but please don't quote me on that. I will get you the specifications next week.
And definitely. The reason, and you know, I wasn't able to get back in time for Memorial Day stuff, but I'm gonna make sure I go see Orlando Drag Race live at Southern Nights. It starts at 9 o'clock. It starts at
9:30. Doors at 8:30.
Drag queen time starts at like 10:35.
No, actually, it starts right on time. I was shocked this week.
And then, and whenever the roast challenge comes up, I mean, if this is gonna be a misstatement if she changes it, but you know, I'm always been a judge in the roast challenge to see what these queens bring. I love the roast. I love them coming at for each other. I love the shade that is thrown, and we'll be a part of that. Anything else going on this week with you?
Twisted Tuesday.
Do you just promote every club, or just you just go out every night?
No, I love the competitions. I love the ones where I get to go see spectacles. I love shows. I love the weird stuff.
You realize that stuff that
you're
I've been doing.
You're in the
doing,
right place. No, I know.
That stuff that I've been doing for the last like 5 years, so we end up talking about it anyway.
So it's okay.
Very nice. Alex, what do you got going on this week?
Well, yeah, so like I said, you know, you try something and it's wine, so I'm gonna skip out on, you know, the narcissistic weekend that's in store for Orlando, and I'm gonna go to the least narcissistic place I know this weekend, Miami.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, what do you got going on this week?
I'm working a lot. Come see me at the Parliament House.
Oh, I'll be there on Sunday, though. Be there on Sunday.
Oh, no. There is about to be a huge surprise on Sunday that's about to shut Gay Days.
Is it in someone's
pants? Surprise on Sunday at Gay Days? Parliament House?
No, it's just, it's going to be an awesome show on Sunday.
I'm so excited.
You know what? I will say this.
It's not an awesome show unless there's a fight.
If you want to go to Gay Days, take part in it, but don't take it too seriously. You know, I think if you have fun every day of your life on a consistent basis, you don't need to cram all of your fun into, you know, like just 2 or 3 days because it happens to be a gay event. If someone lives somewhere and they never cut loose, then maybe that's why they do that. If someone lives in, you know, in the middle of BFE and they need to come to Orlando, have that experience, then let them have that experience. You don't need to keep up with anybody else. You don't need to look like anybody else. You have the fun that you want to have and make it, you know, your reality. I get laid and have fun like on a consistent basis, so this weekend really doesn't mean anything different to me. I'll just cram my crap in, you know, before and after, like bookends. But that's it for today's edition of Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
And next year, you'll be able to sleep with Captain America.
I'm Justice, and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Fabulous.
We here in Outloud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez. It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds at Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
cannot,
such a good idea.
No, it's not.
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS. education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food. Outloud Orlando, ruining lives all on across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Outloud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.